The next one is grace. Grace is the eradication of evil, the phase of spirit used to cast out evil spirits. Zechariah 12:10.
And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn.
And 13:1-2.
In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land.
So it connects pouring out the spirit of grace with it being for sin and uncleanness, and the unclean spirit passing out of the land. And also Romans 5:20.
Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound.
Here it shows the connection to grace being there to fight against sin. We also need to pull on grace to provide the blood flow or regeneration for our spiritual body. 2 Corinthians 8:7.
Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, and utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also.
And 2 Timothy 2:1.
Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
And the point of both of those is not just use grace and then you got your old man cast out and, okay, don't need that anymore, but grace is also something we need to grow as we grow in the other things of God. It's our regeneration. And another similar one, 2 Peter 3:18.
But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
Grace is thanksgiving. 2 Corinthians 9:11 and 12.
Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God.
And thus is one of the phases of spirit that make up appreciation. So part of appreciation is to give thanks to God. And a good way to start is by pulling on some grace, and it really makes us feel more thankful.